Hello everyone. Welcome to the Talk with a Zambian Child, hosted by me, Tevin Smart. Today is another exciting Friday, guys, and we have a whole new episode for you. And our country at the moment is experiencing cold season. So I hope you're buckled up, you're comfortable wherever you are, if you're in Zambia. But if you're outside Zambia and you're experiencing other weathers, I hope you're still comfortable in whatever situation you are in. But always remember, stay hydrated. You need to be hydrated. Come what may. So, guys, we've all known this one fact. Growing up, being part of a society, there's always this one trend we've all done every day of our lives. It's about blaming someone. It's blaming something. We've always blamed something on someone, or just blamed anyone for anything that happens in our lives. But typically, is this healthy for us? Why do we even do it? All those questions trigger our mind and we're like, how do we even start to change? This is what this episode is about today. It's about the blame game, a game that has been through society for so long. And it's something that we need to speak about. And don't forget, we're still in the running for the podcast competition. The voting ends in July, so you can still vote and to spread the word this whole month. Either go to our Instagram page, or you can email us at thetalkwithazambianchild21@gmail.com and we will send you the link to vote. So let's kick it right in, guys, and welcome our guest for today. Welcome, Zaluski.
Thank you very much, Smart.
We're glad to have you on our podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So, what was your first thought when we literally bugged you at a tick of a point to come and be on our podcast?
I was like, how is it gonna be? Where am I gonna start? And the ton of thoughts, like, literally running through my head. I'm like, okay, we're gonna do this.
That's a whole experience of emotions. So, could you introduce yourself to our audience? Who is Zaluski?
Zaluski is a peer educator, an article writer, currently training in computer science and teaching of mathematics. And Zaluski is also, on a small scale, a natural scientist. Yeah.
Okay, those are incredible facts to hear that this is who Zaluski is. Is there any more information you'd like to share with our audience about who Zaluski is apart from what you've said?
Zaluski is a family guy. He's also a businessman.
Okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
That is great to hear from you, Mr. Zaluski. But you haven't even told us your surname. You've just said Zaluski.
Yeah, my full name is Zaluski Njovu.
Zaluski Njovu, so from the eastern part of our country.
Yeah, we are the wise men.
Wise men indeed.
Yeah, I tell you.
We're really happy to have you on our podcast once more again, Zaluski Njovu, and We are just happy that you could take a time out of your busy schedule to come and discuss this topic with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, Zaluski. Our topic for today is Blemge. What pops into your mind when you hear of the word Blemge? What pops into your mind?
When I hear blame game, mostly I have a older brother, Tinashe, who is fond of using the same term. Mostly when our parents leave a task and then say that, let me say, when the time they come back, they must find you've cut the flowers or you've swept, then nobody did it when you all heard. Then everyone goes like, no, it was this one was supposed to do it. And this one was supposed to do it. No, it's Saru. No, it's the tender. No, it's this. So that's what pops into my mind.
Oh, okay. That is... that's really one quiet situation. It seems you've been part of this game that's been going on in society.
Yeah. It's I don't even know how I can put it, but we've been there like lots of times.
Okay, you've explained what comes into your mind, but do you have a specific definition on how you could define what a blame game is?
The blame game, personally, I define it as a projection of emotions towards others, in the sense that those emotions are supposed to be on you, but you're projecting them towards others. You are more like relinquishing the responsibility of what you have to do to others.
Oh, okay. That is an incredible statement to get. So, a pull out of emotions. Okay. You've defined from blame game, and you've described to us what comes into your mind when you hear of the word blame game.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think this thing of really pouring out emotions and really putting other people as the reason why we're in such situations, where do you think this came from, and how did it even start?
Okay. The first one is that there are two things here.
Yep.
There is thought and there is responsibility.
Yes.
So many a times when where the blame game is you'd find that I'll give an example of situations where somebody was born in a poor family, and then they're not able to go to school on their on the sponsorship of their parents. So you find that the fact that they were born in a poor family is not their fault, but it's their responsibility to change that situation that they're going through.
Yes.
So in that, you find that there are people who refuse to take responsibility of those actions that they're supposed to take, and they end up giving that responsibility to other people. So I'm not going to school. Well, it's the things I can do. I can do some jobs here and there, then I can take myself to school or just find a way of taking myself to school on my own. But rather, I'll just say I never went to school because my parents never sent me to school. And then it ends there because I don't want to take responsibility for what's going on.
Okay.
Yes.
So, is there an extent to which you're allowed to blame someone?
Mm, Personally, no. In that, blaming mostly where it involves your betterment, your development, or something that's really critical when it comes to your life, I wouldn't advise anyone to put a blame on anyone. Even if it's not your fault, you just have to take responsibility, because at the end of the day, it's your life that's been affected.
Okay, so we've talked about how the start of this is from our own perspective of within us. We start the blame within us. We grow up with this. And I think I have mostly witnessed this from my friends, my family members, and you'll find, even for myself, you find there are things that I cannot do, and I know there are things I had literally was born into, and it's not that those are supposed to be limitations. No, they're supposed to be things that drive me. But you find so many times we settle on this pack of, oh no, no, this, it's because of my parents that this can happen. It's because of this. But the fact we don't realize that we're a distinct human being. We're a distinct, we're individuals that really need to pour out and come out of that cycle. And we've seen that this starts from our young age. It's where we are young, we are playing. Someone, a cup breaks down. The first thing is like, no, it wasn't me. It was Danny. No, it wasn't me. It was Juliet. So you find this is something that has just been within us for a longer period of time. And I think from childhood, we've really, really taken it up as there's always supposed to be someone else to blame so that I come out of this whole situation. Okay, so there's a certain page, they are called 3rd Seconds. It's a blogging page. So 3rd Seconds were writing an article about the blame game. According to them, they said there is a cycle, and this cycle is vicious. So what happens is this: blame begins, which leads to fear, which leads to cover up, which leads to bad information, which leads to poor solving problems and more errors, which again leads to blame and the cycle. What is your thought according to how they viewed the blame game?
Their thought was okay. In fact, it's true, because the same scenario I gave in the first app, where we are given a task, and then we never completed it. So everyone was blaming everyone for it, and then because the time that you take blaming each other for something that went wrong, that did not happen, instead of you working together to achieve that task, you are arguing amongst yourselves on who is going to do it, who didn't do it. So you end up arguing and not solving, because you're not taking action towards solving that thing. So you just keep on arguing, and by the end of the day, the task will not be done. As long as you continue blaming each other, nothing will happen. So the cycle continues. You just continue, because now, for example, you had 5 tasks to complete. So one is not completed, then you cannot go to the other. So meaning when you miss this one, the second one, the third and the fourth will be jeopardized and stuff like that. So the cycle just continues. It just gets more and more complicated and no solving at all.
Oh, okay. So let me ask this. You've at a point in your life, you've also had to blame someone for something, right?
Yes.
Could you share with us a situation where you had to blame someone for something? And did you get through it, or it's still covered up to today?
All right. the greatest story is one of the greatest transition stories of my life. This is where back in high school, when I came in school, I came there with this child mentality, and then you'd find that we write exams, and I fail. And then, when I go home and they ask what went wrong, so you find that there are some things that I didn't know in that paper I know, but each and every time, I would say, this the teacher never taught, or we never learned, or I would always find this excuse to justify as to why I am failing. And the more I continued doing that, that was somewhere back in grade 10, term 1, term 2, the results just kept on getting worse. Like, I never went forward. I never moved past that range of results. So I kept on blaming teachers, I kept on blaming no support, I kept on blaming I didn't have books. All that, my results never went anywhere. They would even fall below that. I remember one other time I completely failed. I failed nearly everything. And then from there, 2016, that's when I just gave myself a timeout and I went to sit and I gave myself thought. That's when the concept of the blame game came about, and I went online on YouTube, the Fearless Motivation, and then I started watching videos about blame and how to progress. So from there, after reading books and other material that I used, that's when I made a decision where instead of blaming anyone for what's happening to me, because if I'm failing, I'm the one who's going down. The person whom I'm blaming is not affected in any way. So by the end of the day, if I can blame somebody all my life for the bad situation that I'm going through, my situation won't change. In that place, that person will remain unaffected. So that's when I just sat and then gave it thought, then I started working on it. So I changed the way I used to do things, study skills, and then I came across a concept saying that you're not supposed to fail the same thing twice. So instead of blaming the teacher for the things that I didn't do well, I started going through everything that I failed and making sure that I knew what I didn't know, and I added up to what I already knew. And from there, I stopped blaming, then I started acting more on progressing. And by 2016, at the end, 2017, I was like one of the best students in my school.
Wow. That is an incredible story to hear from you, Zelitsky.
Yeah.
Okay. You've told us at a point where you were in a situation where you blamed for your failures. You had to blame the teacher. You had to blame. How, from your story, from a human perspective, they say mentally, we should always care for our mental health, right?
Yes.
We've seen situations where I think I have been in those situations where something happens and our parents are like, do not blame yourself for this. This was not your fault. To what extent can one person blame themselves and that it's not healthy, damaging? Or should we always blame ourselves? Because even scientists are like, according to the data that was collected, they said we should have a stress-free life and that to live longer. Do you think blaming ourselves for situations actually makes our mental stability more unstable? And to what extent can we blame our, and to what extent can we blame ourselves? And can we just say, okay, this part we can blame ourselves, these we can blame ourselves? Where do we find the balance there?
Okay, so there are situations, the situations that are like, that are critical situations, okay, where it involves your growth, your development, let me say your progress and issues of your success and stability in life. There are these five things here. These are situations where even if the fault is not yours, just take it because you want to correct the wrong. And you just have to correct it. And the other situations that just don't matter. They're not of high importance. Let me say. Okay, you would find that, somebody lost something. Then there's somebody who was supposed to be on guard. Then that thing is lost. Then you'd come and say, oh, something was lost. Who was on guard? This person. So, okay, so it was this person's fault because they were not at the place where they were supposed to be, and then it's a fault. Then there it can be okay, but not in matters that deal with your growth, your development, and your success. Because if you keep on blaming people, for example, you want to start a business, and then you say, no, I haven't started my business because that person has not given me that one place that I want, or I haven't started this business because my mother did not give me money to start. You know, you are delaying yourself, and then you are holding yourself back. So with issues that are important, such as academics, development, and issues where you have to grow and succeed. These issues that are really important to each and everyone's life, you just can't take that risk of always blaming other people, because they'll remain unsolved. And the more they remain unsolved, then the worse the situation gets. And then that will lead to mental instability. Just imagine, here is a person who is... who had all this time, they were supposed to be educated and have some business and have a family. Let me say, by the age of 50, somebody is still in their parents' house. Do you think their mentality is going to be like straight, is going to be stable?
No.
Yes. So all the same, so that the situations where you just have to, as long as it's important your life, and it's one of those big decisions that you make. In my previous article, which was where I was talking about work with what you have, somewhere I wrote, you know, you shouldn't let people gamble with your success. So you don't put issues of your success in other people's hands. You cannot blame somebody as to why you're not succeeding. You have to take that for you to fix that, and as soon as you stop the blaming and get to the fixing, you will progress.
Wow, I need to really take this in mind, because I think I have really, really done the blame game a lot of times while at school. My parents are always like, why did you get these grades? I'm like, oh no, it was because of the teacher. No, it was because of the time that there was no power. No, it was because of what? But I think most of the times I am the main reason why I didn't take that extra step to study the extra notes. I didn't take that extra minute to ask myself, should I stop here? I didn't take that extra risk of just denying myself that 30 minutes of sleep. And I think I really need to take those into consideration because I have played the blame game at its best with my school. I'm really thankful for those Zaluski, for those insightful tales that you've told us.
Yeah, so okay, real quick. So as we are progressing, we have to have this mutual thing. You've played the blame game even in the recent past with your results and all. So
yes,
in this whole circle that you've been playing the blame game, have you made any step forward?
No, I was blaming and complaining.
Yeah, so you see, the circle just continues. So you keep blaming, you keep complaining, but the results won't get any better. So once you stop the blaming and the complaining and get to the working on these results, trust me, they are going to come out. Better results are going to come out.
That is really insightful. So we've talked about this is school. We've talked about the life, the part of our lives that's really just daily norms. Okay, but I want to talk to something that's a bit sensitive, really sensitive. And I hope as everyone is listening to this, whatever question I'm going to ask, if it affects you, sorry in any way. We're just trying to discuss this blame game and we want to find out exactly to what steps, because people really think and really need to know some parts of their lives. So in situations where people are raped, situations where people are sexually abused, people are battered, when do you think the fact that we get to that these are humans that hurt us, these are humans that really injured us to a point where we didn't know who we are, how far can we go with blaming them, and how can we heal from it at the end of the day? Is it okay to blame them for the rest of our lives? Because these are things that are really hateful, and these are things that really scar us to a point of distress and mental instability. We can think, we can sleep, and this is a fellow human that did this to you. And at the end of the day, you cannot separate this. It takes long to do that. How do you take up the step of not playing this blame game?
Okay. In that situation, there's this. Let me say that happens to you, right?
Okay.
Clearly, many a time, okay, there are a lot of there are a number of actions that could lead to that. There are some people who are raped because the dress code wasn't appropriate and other stuff, but leaving that out, when that happens, I know it's a very painful experience, like it breaks you to the core. I know that. But there, what happens is, let's look at the outcomes, right? So for example, somebody was raped, they're still alive and they're just okay, and then this guy who victimized the girl or the lady has been sent to jail or has been punished in some other way. There, in this victim's mind, there is that part where in the mind they'll be like, okay. They'll be blaming that person for what happened, and then they'll just be in this state of trauma where they would, many a times that they wouldn't want to hear anybody saying, okay, you can just take responsibility of the actions that you take next and all. So blame, so there are the blame going to the offendant. The blame is okay. You can blame them, and yes, it's their fault because they made the decisions to act upon their feeling, and then they even knew that what they were doing was wrong. So yes, it's okay to blame them, but for how long are you going to blame them? So as long as you keep blaming them, so let me say that they've been arrested, basically, you'll find that the person is in jail and then you are blaming them. So as you continue blaming them, you keep delaying your time because you would distance yourself a bit from doing all these progressive activities. Why lest you're just in a state of I'm not able to do this because of that person, but that person that you are blaming is just in jail doing whatever they're doing there. So you find that you just delay more and more of your time. Rather, instead of blaming, okay, we know that it's not your fault, but you just have to act upon the correction of what happened. You're getting me, eh?
Yes, we are.
So you have to act upon the correction of what happened. It's not your fault that happened to you. That's one thing. But it is your responsibility to correct the things that went wrong in your life. Because you cannot give that responsibility. You cannot say, this person raped me, and then they have the responsibility to correct the thing that they did. You cannot let that person gamble with your life. So, blaming them, yeah, it's just a normal thing. It is their fault. It's not your fault, but it is your responsibility to correct the wrong.
Okay, thank you for that, Zaliski. That's something that's really, really close to my heart. Such topics, they're really close to my heart. And if ever you're listening and you've had such experiences and such traumas, take your time, breathe, relax, take it step by step. You will heal. Talk it to someone. If you are not ready, it's your own story to tell. The steps you're going to take to heal and the same steps I can take to heal. It's your own story to tell. It's your own story to go through. So just take your time, breathe through it, but know that don't let your energy be fed on that person. People really ruin part, really cut us deep within our souls. And we have seen people who've measured out so great out of all these situations. Let us take inspiration from those people. Let us learn to just breathe and let all the energy get out of us. Because if we feed on blame, if we feed on hurt for a longer period of time, it will scar us deeper than the wrongs that those people did to us. So let's take the step to just really, really process. I cannot imagine the pain. I cannot imagine the emotions that people go through if faced with such situations. But all we can do is offer a hand. If you need to talk, you can just email us or you can DM us on our Instagram page at Zambian Child TV Smart or at the Talk with a Zambian Child 21@gmail.com. We're here for you. So thank you for those insights, Zaluski. Thank you for taking time to really show us how we could stop this act. We could really move past this. How does one take accountability? Are there steps one could take when they have to take accountability of things in their life and not blame them on other people?
Okay. I have my own steps. I've never read about this anywhere, but I came up with my own steps. With me, how I when I'm down and I want to pull myself back on my feet, the first thing that I do is that I have to get my head in the game. I have to pull my head back together. I need my mind back together. So there are hobbies that people have. For example, if I'm not in the right emotional state, that's when I write the articles that I never publish. There are those articles that I write my emotions out. Then I feel better. So afterwards, so you just have to, firstly, you need your head in the game. So it means that you need your emotions in check. You don't need excitement or depressed. You have to be sober. You have to make sure that you're sober. Then get your head in the game. And then you have to work on a plan or how you're going to work things out. You have to sit and have a deep thought, a deep insight of what's going on and possible solutions. So if you're not able to come up with solutions on your own, you can consult. You can consult anywhere, internet or somebody who is able to give you answers that can satisfy you or somebody that you trust. So you need these three things, first of all. After consultation, it comes back to you now to make the final decisions. There, that's when you really have to understand that, okay, whether it's your fault or it's not, but something is not right and it has to be fixed. And you have to take this as you have nothing else to lose. Like that's one shot that you have, and it's like all you have. That's all you have. If you miss that, then it's just gone. So when you're doing that, you are going to fight for what you want with conviction. You are going to have this energy that is devoted to achieving what you want to achieve. So when you have these three things, you'll be able to work on your problems and you'll be able to fix them. As long as, not at any point should you blame or should you lose focus. You just have to have one focus and keep your head in the game, emotions in check, have your plan, your strategy, or however you're gonna work, then just work towards it. Work like you don't have any other option. Just work on it, and then you'll see things are going to work out.
Thank you for that, Zaluski. Thank you for telling us the steps on how we could take accountability of our situations. Okay, and for you guys out there who are really asking yourselves, what questions could I ask myself before I blame anyone? So, the blogger of Mottos really came up with 5 questions for everyone to ask themselves. So let us ask ourselves these 5 questions anytime, any day, before we even literally blame anyone for anything in our lives. The first question you should ask yourself is, how did I contribute to this happening? Second, what can I do to help the situation? Third, how can I prevent it next time? Fourth, are there any positives about this situation? Then the last one, is there anything I can learn about myself and how I behave from this. So take those 5 questions critical. If you didn't get them right, you will find them in our description box. Always ask yourself these questions, and I believe these questions have been critically talked about by Zalewski in his statement. In every statement we've seen, he's told us about how did we contribute to that, how do we help the situation. The positive part, the things we learn from this situation, is really covered those. So those are the 5 questions you should ask yourself before you blame anyone. Find out in which step you are in. So Zalewski, thank you for literally staying glued with us and talking about this thing that's been a very, very bad norm of our society. So thank you very much, Zalewski. And before we even let you go, Zalewski, tell us about your articles, because you've given us so many insights about your articles. You've said articles. What are they? How can we get them? How can we reach them?
Okay. I only have 2 articles that are available right now.
Okay.
I'll share the link. The link is there on my Facebook page, but I'll share it with you. You can add it in the description. So I have these 2 articles. The first article is Know Your Worth. Sorry.
Yeah, the first one.
Know Your Worth. So in Know Your Worth, I talked about how you yourself can give yourself value and not let other people devalue you. You are, each one of us is valuable, is special, but many are times that we find ourselves in situations where people are not counting us, our presence is not seen in those areas. So this article is just trying to help us break out of those situations and help us embrace the fact that we are great. Like, our people, we are great, we are brilliant, we are genius, and we can achieve anything. And we shouldn't let other people tag us with a value. So we are more valuable than everything else. So not a person should come and add a value, tag a value to you. So you are worth more than gold, and yes, you're just worth more. So don't let other people bring you down. Then the second one was replace expectance. Replace expectations with acceptance. So in that article, I was talking of, I was thinking of these situations where many people have failed to progress, have failed to even start, because we're all always expecting something. So for example, you are planning to start a business tomorrow with somebody who is supposed to give you money. So you're expecting that money by tomorrow, and then you're planning to start a business with the same money. So as you are expecting, there's a 50-50 chance. It's either the money is going to come tomorrow or it's not going to come. And many a times that things just go sideways, that they'll just not work out. So people never even start. They'll keep on waiting. They'll keep on waiting. So in this article, I was just saying that you have to accept that you are in this situation. When you accept on your own, in your skills, your talent, or anything, in your own capability, you find a way out, then if there's somebody who helps you, then it will just be like a boost on things that you are already working on. So for example, you wanted to start a business tomorrow, and then the money that was supposed to come didn't come. Let me say the same tomorrow, but it came about a few weeks later. So let me say you started off small, and then as you are progressing. So rather, in this article, what I was trying to say was you have to work with what you have. You have to, it all starts with you.
you have your skills, you have your abilities or anything. So instead of depending entirely 100% on that money that you're expecting, maybe donations or any other things that you need to start whatever you want to start. So you can start with your skills and skills start building something. So at a later stage, when those things you're expecting, it might be money, material, or anything else. So when those things come, they are going to find you already in motion. And with that, they will just boost the motion that you're already in. And you'll be able to make it out. Which is better than if, let me say, the money you're expecting never comes. It means that you will never start. Even if you have yourself, you have your abilities and all, they will just be dormant, you will never start. So in this article, I was just trying to say, you're not supposed to depend on things that you're expecting. Rather, you can depend on, you're supposed to depend on you, your abilities and what you're able to do. You have to work with what you have. So when people help you out, they'll just give you a boost and then you build from what you're already building. So this is what the articles are talking about.
Thank you for that, Zaliski. So, will you please get your closing remarks? Before we even get your closing remarks, by the way, could you please recommend to us a book to read on this Friday night and a movie to watch?
You choose. There's Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life by Brian Tracy.
Okay.
And yes, this is one of the books that helped me out in terms of the way I think, the way I perceive reality and everything. It's a very good book. And then am I only allowed to say one, or I can even add more?
You can add.
Okay. So you can even read We Don't Just Become by Gala Mukani. It's a Zambian book. It's available in...
We love that. Then we will love that book.
Yes, it's a Zambian, Gala Mukani. He's the author. And then the title is We Don't Just Become. Then the third one is Poor Dad, Rich Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. When you read these three books, they're going to help you. They're going to help strengthen your mentality, and I'm just hoping that they help you in ways that they did with me, because they're very good books and they helped me a lot.
Thank you for those. And the movie.
Coming to a movie. I don't watch movies, so I don't even know where to start. Let me say. I think they released the Nun. The Nun 2. It's supposed to be a horror movie, but the ghosts in there were speaking like American York buddies. So I like it. It's more like comedy. So yeah, you can watch that.
Thank you for that, Zaliski. And would you please give us your closing remarks?
Okay, so to everyone who's listening, or everyone going through this situation, the blame and any other situation that we have talked about in this podcast, just remember that where your life is concerned, it's about you. When you have a dream, it's yours to bring to life. Nobody's going to come to you and say, "Oh, you are dreaming of a house, you are dreaming of this big car and all," and then they just give it to you. So that responsibility isn't a responsibility that you are supposed to give to any other person. That responsibility is all on you, and you have to take it, no matter the situation. As long as it's about you, your progress, your success, you just have to take it yourself. You just have to grab it tight and make it come true, because no one else is going to make it come true. So don't play the blame game. Don't blame others for things that you're supposed to take responsibility for. So rather, just take responsibility, do away with the blame, and get into the acting, and then you see things start happening. So that's all I have for you, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Thank you for that, Zaluski. But our audience, you always know the moment a guest says his closing remarks, what do? We go to game time. This is the only time when we actually test the mind of our guest to check how well they know Zambia or Africa. So let's test how Mr. Zaluski Njovu, the one who comes from the wise, the Eastern province, how well he knows Zambia. So, Mr. Zaluski, we're going to play a game where we're going to ask you to guess the places in Zambia that we are going to. We're going to give you a hint, and the people in Zambia that we're going to really know about today. And at the end of the day, we're going to give you a redo. So, the first one. It is the largest town in the northern part of Zambia. It means yes, and it's part of the northern province, and it's where the Mambwe Lungu culture-based museum is, and the museum is called Motomoto Museum. What's the name of the town?
Isn't it in Muchinga province?
We said northern province.
Oh, in the northern province. I don't know places in that.
Our guest doesn't know. The place is called Mbala.
Oh, it's not even in my head.
Our next place, it's located in the western province of Zambia, situated on the eastern bank of Zambezi River. And because of it being near the Zambezi River, there's so much plenty fish population. And that's where the Zambia Sports Fishing Competition takes place every single year. What's the name of the town?
Mongo.
Wrong. The place is Senanga. It's Senanga. The next place we're going to, it's a place of pineapples. It's located in the northwestern province. And you will always know that if you need that juicy pineapple, you need to go to that place. What's the name of the town?
Mwinilunga.
Mwinilunga, correct. Our guest has scored one goal, guys. Out of places we've asked him, we're happy. This last place we're visiting, it's in the central province of Zambia. It lies on the Great West Road, known mostly for cotton. A place where Emmerson Mnangagwa settled after leaving southern Rhodesia.
Come again.
It's on the central province of Zambia and lies on the Great West Road, known mostly for its cotton production. A place where Emmerson Mnangagwa settled after leaving southern Rhodesia.
Thank you. Is it Kabirimposhi?
Wrong. The place is Mumbwa. Yep, it's Mumbwa. So our guest has only scored one out of the places we visited today. Wow. Then let's visit Zambian famous people and let's check whether he could know these famous people. The first person today we are meeting is the third president of Zambia, and he has a hospital named after him. Who is he? Yep, let's congratulate him for that, guys. He's called the Levy Mwanawasa. The other one, he was the vice president from 1994 to 1997 in the reign of Chiluba, and he was a trained caterpillar salesman.
What's the question again? Who is the man?
He was the vice president in the reign of Chiluba from 1984 to 1997. He is a renowned man who got education from Kenya, and he was a trained caterpillar salesman. Guys, our guest today is really in shambles at the moment. He's really forgotten Geoffrey Meander. We are sad. We are sad. Okay, this third person, she's a Zambian who teaches in the United States and an author of the book The Odd Drift, which won an award and made her one of the famous writers of Zambia. What's her name?
You're asking me questions.
Her name is Namwali Sepo. You need to check out The Odd Drift. It's really good. I'm telling you, it's really that good.
I'll check it out right after this.
Yep. Then the last person, he does stand-up comedy, and he was once a presenter at ZNBC for a comedy show. And he goes by a nickname called Amai Dumbo. Who is he? Okay, this is where if this guest of ours gets this one wrong, then we're not sure which Zambia it comes from.
Yeah, then the guest is not here. Okay, yeah, he's not even going to guess it from him. He doesn't even know.
Our guest doesn't know Ken Dumbo. Who doesn't know Ken Dumbo, please, people?
I know him as Ken Dumbo, not Amai Dumbo.
That should have given you a hint. It's Amai Dumbo, it's Ken Dumbo.
I know him as Ken Dumbo. I've seen Ken Dumbo everywhere. I've never seen a maid before.
So he does stand-up comedy as a maid Dumbo.
I've only been following his politics on the internet. So Ken Dumbo comedy that speaks. That's his motto.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So the last thing to close out the game show is a reader. The reader reads as this. Pay attention.
Okay.
I have a house full of milk and crunchy food inside, and the husk all over my shell. I am a fruit growing in tall trees in Africa and islands. Who am I
coconut.
Congrats. Ah, finally, it's good in the return. He's African indeed. Mr. Zaluski, thank you for being on our podcast, and we have to say bye.
Welcome, and I'm glad to be here. Glad that I took this time to be here.
Okay, then thank you. Bye, everyone.